This is Bird Note. At the end of an election year, you hear a lot about the lame duck session of Congress.
The lame duck session of Congress.
Lame duck session.
Lame duck session of Congress.
Lame duck? What's a bird have to do with politics? Well, it turns out that this is probably a very old term, dating back to the time before there even was a Congress of the United States. London's Exchange Alley was the equivalent of our present-day Wall Street. In 1772, the bulls in the market suffered a particularly bad day and had to pay the bears a lot of money. But many of them couldn't pay their debts. The next day, an Edinburgh newspaper reported that many people had gone broke and that only one lame duck waddled out of the alley. This fellow was clearly powerless and bankrupt. Somehow, the phrase turned up in 19th century America. By then, it had come to describe another unfortunate soul, an elected official who had not been re-elected and thus lacked political power. Lame duck politicians could still cause a lot of trouble, though, precisely because they had no accountability to their constituents. The 20th Amendment to the Constitution eased that problem. It moved the beginning of the terms of U.S. senators and representatives from March to January. There are still lame ducks. They just don't linger as long.